Last Call with Thomas and Skumba.
With Thomas and Skumba.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
It's time for Battle of the Sexes, my friend. The look I'm getting. I've got my queen, Tsatsi. How are you?
I'm glad. How are you doing?
I'm well, my queen. How was your day?
It was long. Only making my way home now.
I can tell you're on the road, Joe. What do you do, by the way, my queen?
Marketing for a law firm, Gay Guy.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Wait, I'm still talking to her. My queen. Yes, when I'm money. My man.
Marketing, no lawyering here.
No, but you are a professional, post Kumba's friends. Yo, and bad, no, bad Sebenza or anything. That's funny. Have you got your friends there?
All right, Chance, when I make these things nice and simple, ne, I'm trying to get hold of Ulindo Lindo for Nakangin. Chance, call us now. If you feel like you're going to win.
You don't have anybody to play with?
No.
You okay?
No, really?
Tsatsi, Mamela, the gentleman, you've got them all intimidated, John. About full gala now.
I mean, I'm underplaying.
It's so easy. As general knowledge questions. Three questions. As soon as you say general knowledge, bata matata, yo, baza spuzani.
Bring it on.
Should we just let it win, John?
Okay.
Like, let us win this round.
Okay.
Call your friends.
No.
Matota, ningoyiki. Uskumba will give you the answers off air. Send your voice note on 063-688-0959. Hopefully you can help out here. Battle of the Sexes. Uskumba, good luck, ne? I've got my queen. Tell me when you're ready, okay?
Pon radio. Tell me how I'm going to grant it.
So bon. Battle of the Sexes. Oh, damn. How about we do this? Ben?
Rocks. Rocks. Yeah, Rocks.
Hello.
How's it, my guy?
I'm good, you, sir.
You ready? You sound like a smart guy. Are you ready?
I'll try my best, yes.
No stress. Okay, the first round is general knowledge. Second round is sport. And then the last round is questions that are over 18. So the rules are simple. If you know the answer, shout your name. Tati. If you know the answer, shout Tati. Don't give us the answer first. And don't say Tati and then say, I will disqualify you immediately. Ne?
Okay.
Rocks. If you know the answer, just say Rocks. You give us the answer. So the first round is general knowledge. Thomas.
And here's the first question.
Sure.
Which country has the largest population in the world? Is it A, China? Is it B, India? Or maybe is it C, America?
Gerald.
Rocks. Rocks.
Gerald.
The answer is?
China.
China is the correct answer.
What's his name, Joe?
Rocks. Umbeza Rocks. Yeah, alright. Right. When I do stand up comedy and I do bad, I'm like, my name is Jason Collier.
No,
no.
Second question in the first round. 1 year of a dog's life is equal to how many years of a human's life? Yes, queen.
30?
7 years.
7 years is the correct answer.
Third question.
Hold on.
Then you do five.
No, it's seven, my guy. It's seven.
Okay. Third question. Talking about five. When you go to a game drive, name the big five animals.
Charo.
Shabkaze.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Lion. Giraffe. God, what do you want to do? Cheetah, lion.
You said giraffe.
No, he said five. It's fine.
Hold on. He said giraffe.
It's big.
It's big. That answer is wrong, Ochiami. Tati?
Elephant.
Name the big five, my queen. Come on.
We have an elephant. Mm-hmm. We have a buffalo.
Yes.
We have a lion. Yes. We have a rhino.
Yes.
It's cheetah.
No. Oh, Tiam, you want to try it again?
I know.
Yes, my queen leopard. Now you gave him a chance.
Okay, no, she got it right. Okay. You open it.
When you know the answer, shout your name.
No, but you said outie. You said to you open the door for him.
Because Utazi said good deal. Utazi said cheater.
No, but you didn't say shout out your name. If you know
that. Utazi said good deal.
Now
with
good
that
deal,
said, man. We disqualify the last question.
Yeah. No, never. Here
Why
we go.
Not?
She's won already, ne?
Yes.
No, it's 1-1.
No, 1-1.
It's 1-1. This one is very important.
Here's the decider, my queen, and I know when you're going to get this one. How do you spell the word handkerchief?
Hachoo.
How do you spell the word handkerchief?
Sati?
Yes.
Handkerchief, H-A-N-D-K-E-R-C-H-I-E-F.
Mike.
Yay!
Come on, man.
La little handkerchief. Achoo! Ladies and gentlemen, it is 1-0 to the ladies.
No, not ladies.
We come back, we play the second round.
We ready to play.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
The Queens have been winning and holding it down on Battle of the Sexes game nights on a Thursday, Last Call on Kaya 959. And I'm so proud of the Queens. I keep telling the gents, hey, the Queens are intelligent winner. Not smart. There's a difference, brother. Smart? Nah. They're intelligent. There's wisdom there. They know everything that you need to know. This is why. Who runs the world? Ah, oh, come on. All right. Let's see if my queen is there. First things first, because she's the leader at the moment. Hello, Tsatsi.
Hey.
My queen, well done firstly in the first round for winning.
Thank you.
I knew you would win. Skuma's your friend
there.
Is your friend there? No, we were robbed. Sound like a good man by Bambi Ngunza TV. They are robbing us. I remember him.
Mistakes, if you see, I'm a sick. Are you guys ready for the second round, which is sports?
Yes.
Remember the rules?
Gerald.
Remember the rules. Shout your name if you know the answer. And please, Tati, don't say Tati and then...
Leave her alone, Rena. Why do you keep going?
Okay, let's go.
Which soccer player, by the way, was known as 16V? Was it maybe Brian Baloyi, Dr. Kumalo, or maybe Pierre Issa?
Tati?
Dr. Kumalo
is the right answer.
You're slow, brother. Second question. Which team will Prapito Mosimane be coaching next? Will it be maybe Al Ahly Saudi? Or is he going back to Al Ahly?
Hold on.
Siam
First of all, these questions are dumb.
No,
you created them.
Yeah, but she answered them.
No.
No, but she answered them.
What?
She answered.
Don't give us multiple questions.
She answered.
Chamas. My man, everyone knows Bizzo's not going to take too
much.
So if you say when, if you say Al Ahly Saudi and maybe going back to Al Ahly, no. Where did you see that? Where? So don't give us multiple choice.
Skuma,
ask the question.
I gave multiple choice for the first question, didn't I?
We don't do multiple choice.
Did I not for the first question? Did
don't.
I not?
Don't.
What do you mean, don't?
16V, Utok Sakuma.
Hey, come on,
This question, don't give us the multiple choices. Wasn't this straight?
What's the score, Skuma?
No, I don't want the score.
What do you mean, don't want
the score? I don't carry the score. I listen to wrong answers.
Let's get to our third question because I think my queen's going to win it here. How many fights did Floyd Mayweather lose? Go ahead.
Gerald?
You lost 0, 50 and 0.
Thank you, Al-Cham. You see, there's no multiple choice.
No,
here.
But that's an obvious one. That's an easy one.
Let's go.
It's 2-1 to my queen. It's 2-1 to my queen. Come on. Sure, Skumba. Here's the decider. We agree.
Go ahead.
How many days until the 2022 Soccer World Cup?
Gerald?
1 month.
1 month?
Yes.
That's the wrong answer.
I couldn't give multiple choice.
Exactly. Now.
No, but you didn't want me to.
No.
So let me give multiple choice, ne? Was the queen?
Go ahead.
Is it maybe okay. A? So the question, remember, how many days until the 2022 Soccer World Cup kicks off, ne? Is it A, 10 days? Or maybe B, 38 days? Or maybe C, 52 days?
C. Oh, 30.
Yes, my queen.
C?
Yes,
C is right, 52 days.
Be happy. Be happy that you got the right answer.
How much hint when he gives the answers?
Like really?
Has she not won now?
Yeah.
No, she's won another round.
Okay.
Hasn't she? Should we go to the last one?
It's 3-0.
Is it? Can't be 3-0. She won 3.
He gave her 2 answers.
He might take the last round, guys. He might take the last round.
Maybe, ne?
Are we done?
Yeah.
If he doesn't,
my queen, here's the problem. Ndombi, my beautiful queen, hello, wena. Tsatsi, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, Tsatsi, ladies won the whole month. That really got to me. So you are young kids, you sport, you are young yonke. Gerald.
Yes, I'm here, sir.
This is the last round of
Sure.
Take us home with a smile.
Ready.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Tati, ready?
Yeah, well.
Tata Thomas.
On average. How many erections do men get while sleeping?
Gerald? Yeah?
Probably 10.
At night?
At night, yes.
The whole night?
No, leave him.
No.
If it's 10, it's 10 for him. My queen? On average, how many erections do men get while sleeping, in your opinion?
Five?
Can I say something?
Come on, man.
Tati, you got it right.
Sure.
Without multiple times, the average is 5. I'm telling you, Gerard.
10.
So when I get 10, every hour, an average, you sleep 7 hours. When I get 10.
Bye.
Okay, good popo.
Well done, my queen. The answer is 5. Well done, man.
How?
Most men's average erections a night is around 5.
Question.
Let's get to the next one. Mine's more than 5. sorry. I just jumped in there. Describe the swirl job technique when performing oral sex. Let me ask that question again. Describe the swirl job technique when performing oral sex. Use your imagination.
Please repeat.
Describe the swirl job technique. Not the blow job technique, but the swirl job technique when performing oral sex.
Sorry, I'm going to get it.
No. Let's come away. Describe one, Achima.
Swirl job.
Not blow job, but the swirl job. Say if you don't know.
No, asas, Chuma.
Maybe.
Asas,
oh, when especially. I know.
Okay, Thomas, Australia, you need swirl.
Swirl.
Like, what is swirl?
Going round and round.
Oh! Swirl. queen.
No.
Yes, my queen. I know you got it.
Oh no, sorry. No.
No, no one, no one got it. No one got it.
Should I give you the answer?
Please.
Please.
When you swirl your tongue in a clock or anti-clockwise motion.
Oh, stock sweet.
No, so man, you wanna laugh? Some
stock sweet.
It's long, okay.
It's long.
Swella, when I get swella.
All right, question number three.
Why is morning sex better than night sex?
Gerald.
Yes, Puti.
You've recovered better from the psu.
I knew you'd say that, my man.
Oh, fresh.
Okay.
Oh, fresh. Tati?
Yeah, I guess you're using the 11th of the 10. Hold on.
Thomas, I think the game night should just be about sex.
No. We must learn something more than just sex. My queen, you're saying you use the... Wow, I love that.
Ask the question and let us give them the answer, Thomas.
So the question again is, why is morning sex better than night sex? Né? So they say, I don't know, but see, the experienced ones, the body's able to produce a good amount of sex hormones, and this obviously leads to more pleasure. Best time to have sex in the morning is between 6 and 9 in the morning.
Say it with me. We love in the morning! We love it in the morning!
No, you must know, between 6 and 9 is the best time to have sex. So, Gerald, you get that one right.
Don't call me between 6 and 9.
Oh,
actually, no. Let me be specific. Between 6 and 6, don't call me.
No, I mean, between 6 and 3 minutes past 6, I'm... No,
you're done. Man.
I'm done. Call me 5 past 6.
Do we have a winner?
No, we don't have a winner. We have one more question.
Describe the cross position when having sex.
Mm. The cross position.
Come on. Use your imagination.
Tati.
Tati?
Yes, queen.
So if it's a cross,
mm-hmm.
I think he's lying. Is it?
You get slung. The way you funang a con.
Okay. Upoi. Ulel. Begele. Upoji. Ulel. Upegele.
Yeah.
Ina. This is a kind of scissoring of sorts.
Ooh, yes, queen.
Hey, woman.
Mm-hmm. No, right. It's almost like scissoring.
All right, Magdal, Gerald?
I'm not going to good. Gerald, that is in your face when lay up pants. So, yeah, cross.
Oh, hold on.
What's in my face?
Hold on, it is on your face.
Okay.
What's in my face?
Yes. But you cross until you achieve a local mover. Yeah.
Skuma, what is the cross position?
The cross position is... You want among the...
No.
Leave the kids out of here. And then... Yeah.
My queen got it right.
Sati, for the first time in the Pendulum of the Sexes, you got all the answers right. Like, all the answers right. Carol, thank you very much for playing out, Chami. You got everything wrong, including...
Wrong.
Sati, maybe we'll call you next week to defend your title and represent the ladies. No problem. We are with you. So the question is, who can win against Tati? Because Tati was a young kid.
Kanjalo. Mamela, maybe next month you back the queens. Shame, man. Don't you wanna?
No, not even.
Okay. All right then.
You don't want me to back the queens, Thomas? Was
No. Okay. Bagtan, but they love me.
Ah, well done to the queens. Whitewash.
Woohoo!
Representing us.
Bagtan, the winner. And they love me.
I mean, Sanbona Ksasa, Friday Ksasa.
You're bad losers.
I know.
Congratulate the Queens.
Yeah. So Sanbona Ksasa, which. See, I'm a 9 Ksasa. I'm a 10. 9.
Yeah, and it's music, Ngomsa. Back to back.
Back to back.
Masambi Chuma.
20.
Battle of the Sixes. On Last Call. Last Call with Thomas and Skumba.
Monday to Friday nights.
On Kaya 959.